must change my ways. Change my ways. Those evil. So I set out, cross that way, strike them down, to make them pay, and change their ways, their evil ways.
Welcome back. Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. We're on the phones. Currently, we have Bob in North Carolina on the line. And for the record, Bob, you've had more than 3 minutes, and you've spoken pretty much uninterrupted. So that's, you know, that seems to kind of cut against the grain of what you were saying. A lot of what you said, I'm not exactly sure how to comment. I will say, when it comes to my remarks on this broadcast, which I mean, I can only speak for myself, really. As far as your remarks about, you know, challenging people and mocking people, I couldn't disagree more. My immediate thought is the book of Jude, and I will admit I don't do this well. I wish I did it better. But, you know, Jude reminding us that Michael the Archangel, when he disputed with the devil and argued about the body of Moses, did not dare pronounce against him a railing judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." And that, I think, is my operative concept or modus operandi in that context. That's kind of what I think of. Ignoratio elenchi, I don't know exactly why you mentioned that. You mentioned a couple of things, points that I've made. Not sure exactly why, but, as far as the, you know, I didn't say wife swapping. I said the photograph, they're photographed, and husband and wife are on opposite ends of the photograph. And sure, like I said, it could be explained away plausible deniability fashion. But the point is, and it's, I will admit, as I think I pointed out, I hope I did, it's sort of circumstantial, it's conjectural on my part. It's certainly not hard evidence. It's not prima facie evidence of anything per se, but it's odd. It's peculiar to see husband and wife at wedding photographed on opposite sides of each other, especially in the company they're in. And I'm sure you're familiar with the old adage that bad company corrupts good morals, and they're separated by bad company there in that photograph. That is the point, and albeit conjectural, as I said on my part. But, you know, I try to leave room, and I certainly respect your views, and you know, hopefully that comes through in the fact that you spoke at length, pretty much uninterrupted.
I appreciate that. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about trying to give the working class people a voice without trying to say it's some sort of a Marxist scheme.
You know, that's you know, another thing. You said that I think it's almost like you're trying to construe what I say as conspiratorial when I say that I think that what we see in France is a put-up job. You know, we know from history, mm-hmm. going back a couple hundred years.
Controlled opposition.
We know from history going back a couple hundred years that most serious historians agree that the French Revolution was a put-up job, and it gets back to the very sort of subject matter we're talking about now. Forces were fomented and then collided together. Same thing seems to be happening now, especially when you look at evidence of conspiracy that we see all around us. I won't get into the details on that because I have, but, you know, again, I mean, I was just reading from Vance Packard's The Hidden Persuaders, and that is the, you know, speaking of this kind of stuff, the engineered yes, where Vance Packard quotes Bernays. Bernays has gotten his views published in the Annals of the American Academy of Political and Social Science, where he pointed out that, quote, "newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions, end quote. And that, you know, Bernays was not guessing. He was a subject matter expert. And we have, you know, history is full of examples over the course of the 20th century of him doing just that. So I don't understand how I'm, you know, conspiratorial when I look at the facts of history and they show a really just an unbroken pattern of this in a more scientifically engineered, militarily precise effort to do exactly what Vance Packard quotes Edward Bernays is doing. I don't think that makes me conspiratorial. I think it makes me observant.
And that's fine. And we appreciate the observations that you make. My only point is that I think that the working class people need a voice because the entire world has benefited from the hard work of the American people, the industrialization, and then it was all sold out from under us. It's all directed by, as you say, bad guys. But these guys are looking for profit. You know, and that's another thing.
I think that the working class folks need a voice too, but it all of the, you know, what seems to masquerade as a voice for the working man, the working folks, is it all seems like a put up job. You know, when I see articles about folks protesting Amazon warehouse working conditions, that is a psyop that's going to lead to basically the replacement of people in the warehouse, more robots. Robots don't complain. Or, you know, any number of other examples that these contrived, fomented conflicts between working groups. And the trouble, as I see it, is twofold, I guess. The one aspect is the Pied Piper and Mike Huckabee's quote. And by the way, speaking of things that disappear, if you're aware of a place on PBS.org where that Alan Greenspan, September 18, what was it, 2007, was it?
Or 2009? I found it in a heartbeat.
Let me know where it is. I'm not aware.
It's not on PBS, but it's easily found. So it's not gone.
That's my whole point.
That's what the gentleman was trying to say last Thursday, is that if you have such a concern in this, that you have such a knowledge of this, then perhaps you should do this yourself, because most people go to YouTube. He was trying to make an entree into what could help people. That's all he was trying to say. Instead of,
that was not.
He wasn't trying to say that.
That was not my understanding, but we're sort of going back and forth on someone else's. You know, As I said earlier, I wasn't trying to put words in Tim's mouth, nor would I yours or anyone else. I can speak for myself and that's it. So the two things that I think are the issue as far as giving the working man a voice, the working class, if you want, and I'm not a fan of class warfare, just so we're clear on that, but the Pied Pipers, you know, again, Huckabee was the one who said to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. They become the chaff. They become the tinder on which the spark of revolution is struck. And that's the problem. And in conjunction with that, the media gives the Pied Piper, the intellectual spark, the voice, not the folks, not the working class folks. And like Huckabee said in those remarks back in 2007, those people were not sitting, you know, the bulk of the Russian peasants were not sitting around reading Karl Marx before the Russian Revolution. They were being propagandized. The sides were being, contrived sides were being fomented, drawn apart in an effort to be collided together by the same people. And we know that as a fact of history because of folks like Anthony Sutton. And so that's my concern. I don't think, you know, the revolution will not be televised in its authenticity on CNN, so to speak. So I think the working man should have a voice too, but how does that happen?
Well, who is the uniter? Name a uniter out there. Everyone is the uniter. For instance, all these petulant talk show hosts, what do? they pit one side against the other, and then they make money on it. You know, that's their propaganda point. You know, I have actually filed FCC complaints against our local talk show host here on iHeartRadio, because every time I call in and I try to speak to something about the Knesset or something about Israel, I'm summarily hung up on and called a Jew hater, anti-Semitic, blah, 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 blah. And so when I get the report back from the FCC, what they tell me is these guys are shock jocks and they're able to get away with it. So here's the thing. We want to have a voice and some power and to push back about what's happening. But look what's happened with unions in this country. It's almost a four-letter word. And union membership is about 7% in this country. So it's been pushed down, pushed down. So both the left and the right are pushing against the working class people. As a matter of fact, I would state to you that right now what's happening is the radical left is being used to usher in a neocon war agenda. For instance, if you look at the people who were upset with Kavanaugh becoming Supreme Court, you know, I think someone had mentioned this the other day. Instead of being talked about the NDAA and about how he was traveling around with Bush to put in the Unpatriotic Patriot Act, what did we talk about? We talked about all the people with their hair on fire. That was part of the propaganda. And what did the right wing do? The right wing said, look at those people, look at those people. And it's almost like they are being played to usher in this neocon agenda, because all we have left are the war hawks. And there's, and most of us people, listen, I work in a place, there's 1,200 employees, and I speak to almost everyone. I say good morning. We have conversations, you know, and I would say 40 to 60% of the people are awake. They know something's wrong in this country. They're not ignorant. They're not oblivious. They're not uncaring, as you intimate, or some of the talk show hosts on your program and right-wing radio, for instance, or alternative radio, what do you want to call it? You know, excuse us if we make the wrong statement out here or label things wrong. Oh, my God. But, you know, they know what's going on. They just can't put their finger on it. So how do we connect to these people? And this is what we want to do. We want to be able to get everyone on the same page. So we need to talk about something that's a little more contemporaneous, things that are happening today. For instance, when they turned the lights out on Trump when he was in the Oval Office speaking, that was a signal. There's a deep state operating. You know, Trump is one of our few hopes that we have. I don't care about his ethics and his morality. I could care less about that. I care, but that's not what I'm seeking from these guys at that level. You have to understand that he is fighting against almost everyone, and now I see the right wing turning on him.
Have you read much of Jefferson, Adams, Washington, Madison?
Yes.
You know, these guys. Have you read much of them, or you know any?
Yeah. Let me just say this. The Sword of Pain was what is that famous saying?
No. Have you read much of these guys? Washington, Jefferson, Adams, Madison. Those guys in particular. Not Hamilton, not Payne, but those four guys that I mentioned. Have you read much of those guys?
Yes, somewhat. Yeah, I love Thomas Jefferson. I think that he's
okay. Well, my question in regard to that is, do you get the same sense of sociopathic social engineering and propaganda and rhetoric when you read those four guys that you get from these guys and really, you know, their mouthpieces that, you know, are just parroting talking points from speechwriters that come from behind the wizard's curtain, so to speak. But the point is, do you get when you read those guys, and this is an honest question, it's not rhetorical, do you get the same kind of tone and sense when you read those guys that you hear from these sociopaths who we don't care about their character now, but we do, but we don't? Do you get the same tone from them? Because I don't.
I would say no, but we're in a different era. That was an era of...
And that's kind of my point. We shouldn't be in the era we're in. And part of that, a fundamental...
Liberty tree is like...
Yeah, a fundamental issue in this, you know, Alice in Wonderland age we're in now is character. Without character, Jefferson said it best, a departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for a second, that second for a third, and so on until, you know, you're on the road to hell with the best intentions.
But character. Sir, you understand that anyone's character and morality would not rise to that level. I can remember watching the recent campaign primaries, and there were 15 Republicans on the stage, and every one of them except Trump said they wanted to punch Russia in the nose. Well, where, sir, today are you able to publicly state you want to punch someone in the nose? That's intimating a threat, but yet everyone did it, and they got all kinds of applause.
Again,
the corporatists up there, we're in a corporate world, and we need to fight back against the corporatism. It's the biggest scourge right now upon the American people. And us working folks here in this country with the payroll tax and everything else they're putting on us, you know, this is what we need to really talk about and fight back and have a mechanism to change.
Instead of, we've got to move on, Bob, because you've been on for going on a half an hour now, and we have other callers. No one's going to get as much time as you got today. So you mentioned the working man and the fight against corporatism, and so you did that. We will perhaps continue our conversation at another time. I appreciate your call, Bob. I do, and I don't know. Hopefully we're getting somewhere. And on the, I don't know, I guess my views generally on the politics, I guess, I would refer back to quoting Lysander Spooner. You know, I really think that Spooner probably summed it up as well as anyone could in No Treason, number 6 in particular, the Constitution of No Authority. And I mentioned an excerpt from that this week. And I have other times. So back to the phones in the interest of time. Renee in North Carolina, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes. Let's see. About class warfare. The rich are waging class warfare against the workers, you know, 8 hours a day, you know, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And I never hear any complaints about that. The only time I hear when it's the workers that start to say, hey, we need a fairer cut, then, well, we can have class warfare. I only hear it one-sided. It's always only one-sided.
I think that what we are led to believe as class warfare is, again, contrived. To me, it's contrived and fomented largely. You know, I mentioned before, you go back a couple of generations, few generations, to the World War II generation, for example. Those people, I know for a fact, because I saw, kept their heads down. They did what they needed to do. They never complained as a rule. They never complained. They never, in this society, those that I knew personally, never said, you know, they never talked about being disenfranchised or entitlement or anything like that. They made their own way. They did what they had to do. They grew up in times where, I mean, my grandfather and his siblings in a family of 9 kids would put cardboard in their shoes in the winter. And replace the cardboard sometimes when it wore out. Those are days that we can't even conceptualize in America today. They didn't, the word entitlement was not in their vocabulary, and they just did what they had to do. And so you get these, again, the Pied Pipers whispering in the ears of folks, and these channels of industry, these sectors are carved out in the halls of Congress, and business people just do what those channels allow them to do, which doesn't make it right. But again, I think it's, you know, both sides of that conflict are fomented. There are nuances that Eric does allow, and hopefully some of that makes sense. Anyway.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product,
Every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your mom there?
No, I'm home alone.
Well, you won a prize. What's your address?
42 Oak Street.
Hey, Roblox, some stranger's bringing me a prize.
A stranger, huh? All he wanted to bring you was trouble. Remember, never tell anyone you're home alone and never give anyone your address.
I'll say mom can't come to the phone.
Smart thinking.
Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Now you know, and knowing is half the battle. By the way, the military-industrial complex is not your friend, and now you know. Knowing is half the battle, and so that's why I mentioned the hidden persuaders. For example, knowing the game that is afoot and the way that we're being propagandized, you know, I agree changing our habits would be a good thing. Corporations, large multinational corporations in particular, not a good thing with these, you know, C-Wright Mills interlocking councils and directorates of the power elite. That's not a good thing. But, you know, it's easy to conflate things and lump stuff together and lose the nuance. And, you know, one of the things I'm thinking of specifically is a good story that I've talked about where I know a restaurateur personally who told me back in 2011, we were talking and, you know, talking about some marketing stuff. And he stopped me in mid-sentence and said, Chris, last year we did about 1.5 million in gross revenue. This year we're on track to do about 750 or 8. And we have the same footprint. We have the same staff. We have the same lease. In fact, our food costs have gone up dramatically year over year. since the subprime contagion. And that was shocking. So they're trying to figure out how to continue to do business. This is a family-owned restaurant, one location, trying to figure out how to do business when their margins that were already minuscule have become, well, virtually non-existent at some point, which is why so many restaurants in particular and businesses have vanished over the years. We lose that nuance sometimes in these conversations, and you know, people get vilified and lumped in. You know, I think of the Islamic discussion, Wahhabism, Salafism, Deobandism should be separated out. Even the more mainstream Orthodox Sunni and Shia folks say, don't lump us in with them. It's like saying guys running around with sheets over their heads are, you know, with all this hate speech and stuff, they're just, you know, good Christian folk. No, there's a difference. So I think we need to be careful, and the powers that shouldn't be sort of prey on this nonsense. And again, I think that the propaganda is essential to understand so that we are wise and discerning when it comes to that stuff. Hopefully that makes sense. Anyway, we're on the phones. Renee in North Carolina, what do you think?
The older generation who just went along to go along, to get along, to put their nose to the grindstone. And I have relatives that I loved, but I look back and I know, you know, they were doing the best they can. They didn't. I have some that I like, some that I don't like. Okay. But the thing is, because it would annoy the hell out of me during that whole George Bush thing when they start using that, oh, it was the greatest generation. No, if they had been greater, we might not be in this mess. That Federal Reserve has been going on for over 100 years, okay? The thing is, no, I do not genuflect for the older generation and how they did things. Because if they had done more, we might not be in this mess. And see, there's a lot of things that people believe that split us up. You know, I'm going to tell you another thing that annoys me. People always dogging on California, liberal California, what an awful state it is. Well, you know what? California is what is called a donor state, okay? It has the fifth largest economy in the world, bigger than the UK, and it is a donor state. It pays more in federal taxes than it gets back. So a lot of these red states, a lot of these people think they're so great, Mississippi, Alabama, Missouri, West Virginia. They need to say thank you because they're the states that are receiving welfare from California. And a lot of them need to shut the hell up because California right now, I'm sure, with all the forest fires they've had, could use their own money. Okay? So this thing of
Do you think that those forest fires were naturally occurring?
On both sides.
Are you of the opinion those forest fires over, you know, year over year for the last few years in a record fire season, are you of the opinion those are naturally occurring without the help of?
You know what? I will not come down on a side that I was not there witness. I mean, I have to be really careful. We've been lied to so much, and they do so many sneaky things, and I know absolutely they do evil things. And I think, you know, there's definitely suspicious things on it, but I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, I know it happened bad. I know they did this. I know, because I can't
do
that.
No, I'm asking your opinion.
I really don't know.
I didn't ask if you knew, because, you know, again, Bill Cooper's admonition comes to mind. I guess we'll continue on the other side of this break already. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Back. Bottom of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. As far as California is concerned, I can't help but thinking, as far as the donor state status is concerned, there is a great deal of corporate welfare that's responsible for that donor status. So that I don't think we can overlook. But the nuances, again, there's nuances in that. Nuances I don't think can be overstated. But as far as the fires are concerned, I asked what your, are you of the opinion? And I agree, Bill Cooper said it best, listen to everyone, read everything, believe nothing unless you can prove it in your own research. But I'm just wondering if you're of the opinion. I'll set that aside. I've mentioned Peter Lydon's article series, the NewCo Shift article series over at Medium. California is the future. And for those who, these are the guys, the movers and shakers like Peter Lydon who are influencing things, making, NewCo Shift basically is an unabashed platform to do just that. But there are two articles Peter Lydon wrote in this series that I think are of particular importance to gain some perspective on what the movers and shakers want. And I think, again, the concept of Brazilianization is important. The concept from The Next American Nation by Michael Lind back in 1995. But Peter Lydon's two, the primary articles I would point to are California is the Future of American Politics. That's the last article so far, October 2017. And January 19th, there's another one, The Great Lesson of California and America's New Civil War. Did you know? Had you heard? And this to me really, speaks to everything that we've been talking about, sort of what Bob and I were talking about, what you and I are talking about now, Renee. And there are, again, I mean, Peter Lydon is one of those Pied Pipers I'm talking about. He's one of the folks that Mike Huckabee is talking about, essentially, back in 2007, when he says to create havoc in the world, you need intellectual people to provide the spark. And Peter Lydon is one of those sparks. And we need to be wise to that, I think.
Huckabee. I can't stand Huckabee.
I can't either.
I cringe every
but you know what? He he told us how it was then. And he was right. Yeah, it was to me, it's the best distillation of Marxism that I've ever heard.
Well, the thing is, you know, what I originally was calling about was you said before you want to know, before you ask an expert something, so many words, you want to know their ideological leanings. Oh, and I agree. Okay, you want to know that beforehand. But on the other hand, this is also used against people. You know, people go, how many of these people that have been suckered in by some, quote, financial investor from their Christian church. They think, oh, well, he's safe. He's in my church. And he has swindled these poor people because they think, oh, he's safe and he's good because he belongs to my church. He's in my tribe. He's white like me, you know. And they get defrauded about out of, you know, millions of dollars, these white-collar crimes, which nobody, in fact, Jesse Ventura recently did a good show on white collar crimes on YouTube. The thing is, and you can get no help with that. You know, when we're defrauded, the cops don't help you. Okay, so the thing is, they say get an attorney. Yeah, you've already lost a lot of money. Then you have to go hire an attorney that will probably rip you off further, from my experience. So the thing is, it's a two-edged sword. You do want to know their leanings, but some people start feeling too safe if it's a member of their belief tribe, and that ends up sucking them in. In fact, Bob's from North Carolina.
I've talked about that. Jefferson said it best in his draft of the Kentucky Resolutions, right? It would be a dangerous delusion were the confidence in the men of our choice to silence our concerns for the safety of our rights.
Exactly. And right now we have what's going on right now. It's very interesting what's going on right now in District 9 in North Carolina, because the Republicans got caught cheating. And what's interesting is, not only did Harris, the Republican, who is a Baptist minister with every hair in place, who gave sermons thinking, oh, yeah, women are the helper, and I define helper as servant lover. I hope he goes to prison, and he's Tyrone's servant lover, okay? The thing is, because right now they're getting caught at this, and what's really interesting is actually the incumbent Republican that he beat, Pittenger, is starting to leak out more and more that this cheating has been going on for a long time. And people, because, you know, a lot of small people kept their mouths shut because you know how hard it is to go up against powerful people. But it's starting to leak out more and more. But on this, it turns out that even in the Republican primary, Harris had hired this Red Dome Consulting Group, and they have pictures of him with this McCray fella and everything, and it looks like he cheated Pittenger too. So here you have two conservative Christian white guys, okay, who wave their Christianity like a flag and their conservatism, and like this Baptist minister is looking like Harris cheated Pittenger. But you see, and they realized there was cheating going on, but I think what happened was they kept their mouths shut, it's looking like, because I think they wanted to keep that cheating mechanism in place. Because, well, let's not make a big deal about this because we still have a conservative republic, either Pittenger or Harris, either way. But they didn't blow the whistle on the cheating when they found it then because they think they wanted to use
it. Which gets back to my point about character.
It's greedy, you see?
Right.
And
yeah.
They did. It's fascinating what's going on down here.
Yeah, we got calls stacking up. Unfortunately, we got to jump back to the phones.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Renee, as always. That sounds like it gets right back to the character issue that I mentioned. And again, the peculiar remark that George Bush made, HW, at Gerald Ford's funeral. He speaks for like a minute. And what does he say? Tells a story, anecdotal story about how Gerald Ford was always good. He'd come out in the rain. And people didn't expect him. And he concludes, the Warren Commission report has the final say in JFK assassination when a deluded gunman. What's funny about that? It's weird. He speaks for a minute. He talks about the JFK assassination at Gerald Ford's funeral. And, you know, the point is bad guys don't break ranks. The fascies, the bundle of sticks, they're bound tightly together. Honor among thieves, you know, dead men tell no tales. So let's not break ranks, gentlemen. Gerald Ford's word was good because, you know, he took the secrets to the grave with him. Which, again, you know, character. And I'm reminded of Prescott Bush. I mentioned it the other day. You know, he intimated a story back in 1966. Claire Booth Luce, who was she? Bad company corrupts good morals. Prescott Bush, Claire Booth Luce told me, claim everything, explain nothing, deny everything. And this is the art of politics. It's age old, you know, and the more Machiavellian we get, the more we should expect, you know. I agree with George Carlin's sentiments. You know, whose fault is this? Who keeps doing this? We should get wise to this game at some point. Back to the phones. Rhonda in Missouri, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Hey, I wanted to know if you've ever heard of the Palmyra Arch and how they took it on tour.
I have.
Hello?
Yep.
And how they took it on tour?
Mm-hmm.
And why they took it on tour on certain days?
Yeah, I think John in Tennessee actually was one of the folks that raised that point, if I remember correctly.
Well, that was disturbing to say the least.
If memory serves, you know, and I'm not certain on that, but yeah.
Oh, I can go over it briefly if you want. But I was taking care of my mom who was dying, and the medical establishment finally killed her in 2017, so wasn't really watching the news. But anyway, so those Romans had their hands in a lot of stuff, didn't they? And I did a conversion yesterday, Chris. I converted kilometers to miles.
Nice.
Anyway. Yeah.
Right on.
I was wondering.
A nod to the Toynbee excerpt for those.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
So, unfortunately, I was too young to remember much of this, and I wish I had been older when I went there, but my uncle worked for Westinghouse, and he had my sister and I. We went over to Morocco, and were able to see the Roman ruins in Volubilis. I didn't realize the significance of it. But one thing I did think was, well, how did that happen? You know, I mean, they're like so far away. And they're like 1,966 miles away from Rome. And I'm like, wow, now that's on the edge of their influence. But still, anyway, so I found an article. It's called Satan's Sneaky Project, right? Oh, my gosh, this is nuts. Anyway, the Palmyra Arch, and here's the thing. They couldn't sell it to people in New York until they told them, well, it's just an ancient artifact from Syria, right? So
sure.
anyway, they were like, oh, okay. And then I looked it up, and I heard two different things. Of course, that's what you're going to hear. So who doesn't really matter what the truth is, because if it's a replica or not made from a 3D model, it's what it represents, I think, is more important. So, but they took it to all the financial power cities, and they coincided it with certain dates. Like the one in London was in April of 2016, which was the start of Beltane. You know what that is. And then New York, it was coincided with the UN General Assembly in 2016, September. Dubai, February 2017, which coincided with the World Government Summit. And then there we go, back to Italy again. Interesting. March to April 2017 coincided with the first ever G7 Cultural Summit. And then now, most recently, D.C. 2018, and then The Hague, Netherlands, next to the International Criminal Court. Anyway,
yeah, and there's always, again, I mean, there's always this plausible deniability or an attempt at plausible deniability, explaining things away. But, you know, you read folks like Gary Kaufman, for example, who is, I think, one of the preeminent contemporary historians on this kind of subject matter. And none of it's by accident. None of it's coincidence. And the more you dig in, I mean, if you have a, you know, at a glance, maybe you could argue things away, but yeah, it's very religious, and people, I mean, you know, you start thinking about how much money is spent to do stuff like this. People don't just, especially this crowd of people who are driven by wealth as a measurement of power and prestige and things. They don't do these things just because it's fun. I got nothing better to do. You know what? Let's do this. So there's nothing accidental about it.
Then I found out, I was like, how many Italian, okay, so all these are under UNESCO's World Heritage List, and they have 54
right.
Italian
I've,
sites under that.
Yeah, I've mentioned, you know, when you talk, for example, about some of the ancient artifacts and things, I've mentioned how it's curious that UNESCO is so interested in these, you know, ancient artifacts, the old wonders of the world, the new wonders of the world. I think I mentioned Petra recently as an example of what UNESCO is interested in. We got to drive people out of these places. Why is UNESCO interested? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's all I wanted. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks, Rhonda. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
As always, bye. Back to the phones in the interest of time. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris.
Hey, Brian.
You could make my Christmas holiday perfect and give me an update on whether you got through to Jim Lee.
Nope.
Yep. Moving on. Moving on, the gift ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to how I found books to be a lot more of a opportunity to pass things on. I find when people are pestering others to go to this website or look at this YouTube, you get a lot more rolling eyeballs. But, hey, I read a good book. I think you'd enjoy this.
Yeah.
That would be, and I know you quote from your favorite books and Mr. Otis and this thing kind of thing matters a lot to you. How I'm going to also recommend, if I had some kids, which that's where the Christmas gifts go in my mind, I'm going with Lark's 9 words, which he insists, I wish somebody had told me when I was a kid trying to figure out what I was going to do, the importance of having a warm place to stay at night out of the rain and decent food and water. That kind of priority is going to be a really important thing to kids when they get to be our age, especially with you know, Tony Pantelaresco at length says, well, you can't eat anything that isn't grown under a greenhouse. We're being poisoned.
Yeah.
I think I'd love to have some sort of a, you know, a geodesic dome to raise some chickens that you're not feeding them grain. There's black fly larva type alternatives to grains for chickens, and you could switch back and forth with green manure crops, so eventually you're getting some of my beloved biochar in there. What if you just had a little deer-proof patch of ground that you could raise chickens and vegetables? You'd have that kind of autonomy that Lark is always leaning towards. So a couple of, you know, I want to give you a high five in your ability to continue a dialogue. You get in the hot seat, and I think the explanation is, are not these people under a lot of pressure because they are trying to keep the squirrel cage going that allows them to have things like pensions and insurance and employment. Yeah. Alex Jones is defending Netanyahu. Jenna's going to put up the link for 12 minutes. It's a must-see. If you know who Matthew North is, that's his comment. This has to be seen. He is praying on air that his beloved buddy Netanyahu, blah, blah. It's just so blatant how much trouble we're in. And I really think I'm glad I'm not trying to support the kind of gig that Alex Jones is in. He realizes it's all coming down, and it's not unlike people, you know, wanting to promote unions or being in the medical industry for employment. They are really missing the, you know, you're part of it. You are complicit is my thing. And in closing, I want to send you an email of a guy, and he is West Coast acquaintance, and he is really thinking, if this real ID comes into play here, it's over. All of the recognition, you're going to have no money. There's going to be no way to so I'm going to email you that, and you're welcome to make a comment on all my blather.
Right on. I'm going to keep the comment limited so we can get back to the phones here in a second, but I will say on the real ID, you know, we've been talking about it for a long time. Obviously this network has been talking about it for a long time. People have been talking about it. You know, Aaron Russo, America, Freedom to Fascism, it's in there. And my one comment is what I usually say. I remember Jim Lewis over at CSIS, Center for Strategic and International Studies, back in 2006, this little PowerPoint saying this grain of rice thing that you guys have been told and heard about, that's the sales point. That's something for you to say no to. The real thing we've already made, it's coming when you guys are desensitized enough and ready. I guess the other comment is Scott Klosowski's remarks that we always play at the gaming convention a couple of years ago, and he just casually says we are going from mobile to wearables to implantables. What? Wait a minute, what? Anyway, those are my remarks. Yes, I agree. That's bad news. And again, you know, that interview, speaking of Alex Jones, that he did of Aaron Russo shortly before Aaron Russo passed away, imagine that, where Aaron intimated the conversation with Nick Rockefeller. Folks, if you're not familiar, watch that. Back to the phones in the interest of time. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. Glenn in Philly, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Glenn.
An hour. Can you hear me? And Chris, can you hear me?
Glenn, I can hear you.
Yes. Hear me?
Go ahead, Glenn.
All right. An hour.
Your sardonic
and
wit exceeds you today.
Yeah. An hour and 5 minutes, bud. Okay, the callers don't have the presence of mind and courtesy to self-limit a little bit. You have some people calling, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and finish up, let someone else take a turn. Yeah, some people. There are others who will just use up as much time, as much leash as you give them. And you give me a lot of leash at times, but, you know, if I want to wait an hour or 5 minutes and talk for 10 seconds, I'll call Alex Jones. Okay. You got 3 hours now, but I called to talk about music, actually. You were talking about Irving Berlin.
Yep.
And I was thinking, in my parents' generation, it was Irving Berlin. And, of course, with him, it was the lyrics as well as the music and the themes.
Absolutely.
But you're talking about the music that kind of spoke to the mood of a generation. From my generation, I point out Henry Mancini and all the orchestral stuff of the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we hear the term big 80s. But, I mean, let's face it, post-World War II, the 50s into the 60s. I mean, you know, Mancini stuff. How many people don't know? And just all these different movie musical themes and everything. They were big. They were glittering. They were fully orchestral. And they were grand, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Well said. Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
And the comedic genius of Peter Sellers, I can't help thinking of there. And then, you know, on this broadcast, in this little pool of folks, you know, we think of Dr. Strangelove. You know, it's, I'm free associating now, but I digress. Right. Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, music and culture and that sort of stuff. You're talking about gifts. A good gift for teenagers. An hour with a private tutor who makes them turn off their phone, sit in a straight back chair, sit up and interact, looking someone else in the eye, and talking cogently.
What about a parent as a private tutor? What about, imagine, I mean, a world where parents would spend time with their children, even their teens.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, and they don't, I mean, I kind of see that, and they're not achieving it, they're not doing it. You know, I've seen kids with these, you know, like, I'm sorry, man. The solution is put them in like the NCIS interrogation room. Sit them in a straight back chair, slap the book down in front of them and say, okay, which of these is the constant? Or which of these are you know, where's the tangent? sit down and make them, like, turn off the phone. No screens involved. Just words, writing, numbers, and human interaction. Learn from
it. Yeah. I agree, you know, be a good thing. And, you know, hopefully all of these messages are couched in love today. I don't know. Anyway, it is the Christmas season, and hopefully we can kind of move in that direction, in that the spirit of the season. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.